Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are here at a special time, special date, broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina, all the way to London. And guys, I'm excited tonight. For those who don't know, it's your girl, Nikki Rich, and we have a special, special treat for you this afternoon. And with no further ado, we're going all the way to London, the 2012 Olympics. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show 2012 two-time Olympian and competing in the high jump, track and field, none other than Jamie Nieto. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being here.
Yes, we're so glad and we're excited about everything you have going on right now. And we're pumped. This is awesome. Now go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you. I mean, you're wearing so many hats right now. I mean, they know you as an actor, producer, and an athlete, an Olympian. How does that feel? I think we lost connection for a second there, guys. We're broadcasting live right now from North Carolina all the way to London. You got to stay tuned and keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in today. We're live with Olympian Jamie Nieto. So you just definitely got to stay tuned to the Nikki Rich Show. And right now, we're going to go to some more music, and then we're going to bring in our guests. Get right back with them. Hold tight. All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. That was Kurt Franklin, Melodies from Heaven. We have our special guest with us today, Olympian Jamie Nieto. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. North Kakalaka, stand up.
That's right. I know it's right. Now, what time is it over there, Jamie?
Okay, so it's like 7 p.m. here, around 7:10, I think it is. And, you know, the sun's still out, which is cool, and it's feeling pretty good outside, actually. Not too hot, not too cold.
I know. How is it feeling, I mean, to be a part of the Olympics?
It's an overwhelming experience. First of all, I just got to thank God because, you know, it's been a long road. I just missed out on making the Olympic team in 2008, and I made the Olympic team in 2004, but once I missed out on 2008, to come all the way back 2012 and make the Olympic team again is just a true blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been an overwhelming experience, you know?
And that is awesome. And I know it's overwhelming because you're representing the U.S. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you do to get prepared for this? This is such a big moment.
You know, it's just a lot of basically fine-tuning right now, a lot of mental visualization type stuff. You know, that's all you can do. If you don't have it by now, you're not going to get it, you know? So it's just a lot of fine-tuning right now, whether it be at practice, whether it be, you know, just staying off my feet, trying to rest and stuff. Actually, I'm not off my feet right now. I'm kind of like enjoying the experience right now. But I will be off my feet, you know, this next week because we have our qualifying round on Sunday, which is August 5th, and then our finals round is going to be on Tuesday, which is the 7th.
And I've been watching the game, and the U.S. is really, really doing great. They're doing really good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, no, it's looking like it's going to be a great game for the United States.
And that's awesome. And, you know, what I love about you, you just don't stick to one thing. You're all over the place. You have, you know, you're an actor as well, and you have the Roberto Clemente story, and you just been working hard on that. And, I mean, how does that feel?
Oh, that feels great. You know, it's been a long journey, like I said. You know, in 2008, when I missed out on making the Olympic team, I started taking some acting classes. And since then, I've been in 5 feature films. I got one on Netflix right now called Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's went to DVD called Jerusalem Countdown. And then I worked on Baseball's Last Hero, the Roberto Clemente story last year, where I actually played Roberto Clemente. And that was an awesome experience. A lot of research, a lot of studying went into that. And then I'm also, like, producing my own web series called Blood Brothers. And people can check that, the new trailer we just put up about a month ago called BloodBrothersWebSeries.com. So encouraging everybody to check that out and continue to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm on all that. And you can also check out my website, JamieNieto.com, where you get a lot of this information and continue to follow my road and my journey to Olympic Games.
Most definitely. And, you know, on the religion side, we know that you're a Christian and you have done several interviews with the 700 Club and other Christian stations.
Yeah. My spiritual walk is a big thing for me. You know, to be at this level, I don't think I could have made it without God. So I just appreciate, you know, everything that he's blessed me with and plan to continue to just, you know, keep glorifying his name as always possible, you know?
That is real. That is real. And we also know that you have a track camp. Tell us a little bit about the track camp.
Yeah. My track camp is it's on January 5th of 2013, and I'm basically encouraging, you know, little kids to come out and check it out. As me as a younger athlete, I pick everybody's brain, you know, whether it was like a shot putter, whether it was a hurdler. I asked all these people who are very successful in this realm of making Olympic teams and stuff like that, how they did it. So that's kind of the theme and the motto of my camp is, like, you know, we have a high jumper, we have a Jared Rome, who's a two-time Olympic thrower. We have the Barber twins, who are sprinters. I got Dominic Arnold, who's a hurdler. You heard of them? Dominic Arnold?
Yeah,
who's,
I actually met them. They're friends with my high school friends, so we all got a chance to hang out for my birthday when I went to Atlanta.
Yeah, so they're great athletes. And then we got We got Akiva McKinney, who shows long jump. And basically, the kids just come out there, they get to rotate and hit every event, and just pick the athlete's brain, find out what makes them so successful. Because what I tell them might not resonate the way the Barber twins might tell them, you know, and that might really resonate with them. And next thing you know, they're Olympians type of thing. So it's at the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California. And I'm definitely encouraging everybody to check that out. I should have my flyer up on my website pretty soon here, but please.
Well, we have it up already.
Oh, you got it.
We have
okay.
it up
well,
on Facebook already.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so come on down, and we would love to have you guys. You, I think you couldn't get a better camp, you know, having so many elite athletes, not only that, but also training at the Olympic Training Center is definitely a huge thing, because only Olympians and world-class athletes get to train there, you know, so to have kids come out and experience, you know, what we experience every day, I think would be a great opportunity for the kids.
That is such an honor, you know, for the youth to come out and train with the Olympians. I mean, that is amazing in itself.
And then y'all are young.
You're young. You're working. You've been working and working, and you're young, and you're doing such an awesome job. And you have a global presence.
Like I said, I've been blessed. I've been really blessed. But yeah, it's everything is going really great right now. So, you know, I'm just pushing forward and keeping God first with my thing, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we're just glad that you took out your time all the way from London to talk with the Nikki Rich Show. And we're going to continue to follow your movement and everything you got going on. And we're just so blessed to have you on today.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate having me, and I appreciate all the retweets and the tweets and getting my face and my name out there, because that all that helps out, you know?
Exactly. And I definitely want to thank Miss Gwendolyn and also Holly Really Rep, everybody that had, you know, helped make this happen today.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I got a great PR team and support team, so definitely want to give them a great shout-out. So thanks again. I really appreciate it.
And we thank you for calling in to the Nikki Rich Show. Much love. And we're going to be supporting you and rooting you on over here from the U.S.
Okay, appreciate it. And hello, you hear me? Hello?
We're here. We're here. Well, we'd like to thank you again, and we're just, you know, supporting you all the way, and we just wish you all the best here at the Nikki Rich Show. And I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got 404. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, 404.
Hey, Nikki, this is Gary Croft in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Well, thank you so very much. You know, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you, and I know that you're up there in the wonderful city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Well, you know, yes, I was listening to you speaking to the Olympic champion there, and I say champion because I guess that's what he's going to be come next week, huh?
Oh, yes, most definitely. On August the 5th, y'all got to go check him out.
Fantastic.
And remember that he was on the Nikki Rich Show.
Right on. That sounds exciting. And I like what he was talking about, is that you said that he's going to have a training program where he'll be working with the youth and things like that?
Yes. Most definitely.
That reminds me of, you know, when the Super Bowl came to town, all of the athletes were doing mini camps and things like that, and working with all of the youth as well. So, you know, there's just I love to see athletes giving back to the community.
Yes.
You know, so you know, it's exciting because we're doing some exciting things down in Atlanta as well. As you know, I am with the small and home-based business Chamber of Commerce.
Awesome.
As a matter of fact. Yeah, so we're going to be doing a major event here in Atlanta on August the 4th, which is next Saturday, at 200 Peachtree. That's what used to be the old Macy's department store. It's now in a beautiful mall and exhibit center. So we're having Small and Home-Based Business Expo 2012. So folks from all over the city, as a matter of fact, you know, we'll be having Praise in the Park down here at Centennial Park. So they're expecting thousands of people to be downtown Atlanta. So if anyone's in town, stop by the Small and Home-Based Business Expo, and that's shbbusinessexpo.com to learn all about the activities that we'll have. We'll have business opportunities. We'll have small businesses who are actively doing their thing. We have all kind of workshops, attorneys talking about how to start and incorporate your business, accounting, bankers talking about how to do business funding and financing, marketing, internet marketing. It's going to be an exciting day, and we look forward to bringing this expo up to North Carolina, as a matter of fact. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. It sounds great. You know, we're here based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and it would be awesome that we bring it to the Carolinas.
Absolutely. I know Charlotte, you guys are doing some tremendous things up there. And, you know, every time I turn around, I know that Bob Johnson's got the Charlotte, what is it, Hornets, is that right?
Bobcats.
The Charlotte Bobcats. And as a matter of fact, I knew him when he had DET, because I'm originally from Washington, D.C., and my junior high school was right next door to DET when they first got started. So I'm so proud to see that DET has emerged and doing a tremendous thing these days, because, you know, we needed some good programming. And, of course, TV1 is doing a great job as well, so we got to give them all some props. But let's talk about the Nikki Rich Show, because she is on the move.
Most definitely. We're really blessed, and we're excited because God has tremendously opened doors. I mean, he is slamming doors open here at the Nikki Rich Show. We have over 39,000 listeners right now, and we're just working our way up, and we're going to get to 100 before you know it, and I'm going to let the world know.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know what, Nikki? I'm going to touch and agree with you on that, that you're going to hit 100,000 before the end of this year. And because I think that what you're doing is tremendous for the local communities and for, you know, for the pioneers, for the soldiers that's in the field. You know, you're not only going for those who are gold medal contenders, but you're going for those who, you know, are brown bag holders, you know, the guys who are out there in the field every day, catching the bus to work and doing what they got to do. I mean, I've listened to you and I've read your bio, and I understand, you know, your whole philosophy. And I just, my hat's off to you, because you too are such a pioneer with, I think that you just got a new MBA. Is that correct? Or what's going on with that?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, I read that you had just achieved some new accolades yourself. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
I'm putting you on the spot, huh?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Stop being so modest and tell us, was it a phoenix? Are you a phoenix? Is that what's happening?
Yes. I graduated from my undergrad from USC, upstate of South Carolina. And I have my B.S. in Criminal Justice and Education, and I have my Master's in Business Administration, and from Phoenix, working on my second year Ph.D. Business Administration. Most definitely. I'm all over the place.
you're a blessing. You know, and I tell you what, and you're focused, and it just goes to show that anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Anything,
anybody.
I mean, if God be for you, no thing can be against you. So, you know, that's, it's a blessing to talk with you and to, you know, acknowledge your growth and your expansion, but most of all, how you give back to the community. And I tell you what, for all of the listeners out there, I would encourage them to call their other friends and family. And I know that whenever you go on online, you always email us and let us on the air. You always email us and let us know. So why don't you do me a favor, and if I don't mind, if you don't mind, tell us your website so we can go and know how to find you when you're doing your thing.
Well, anybody, you can go to several different websites. We are all over the place. You can go to iTunes. Every episode of the Nikki Rich Show is in iTunes, and you can download it for free. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, where you can learn about anybody who has been a part of the Nikki Rich Show, and you can find all the information you might need. We have promotional services that we do offer to everyone, such as advertising, sponsoring, and so forth. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show, where you can hear the actual show during that time from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you can find us on the syndicated network 98.2 to BLA, because we are broadcasting live from LA. Also, Mix Show Blast, as well as Star Force Hip Hop. And you can catch us on College Underground Radio. And you can log on to collegeundergroundradio.com, and you can find us there. And you can listen to any of the Nikki Rich shows 24/7. And you can listen to Nikki Rich Show, period, 24/7 throughout the day. So you can listen to all our episodes. And we do have several episodes on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/NikkiRich2. And we got some of our episodes with the exclusive interview with Master P on there. So you can check us out anytime.
You were right when you said you are all over the place. I mean, good gracious, I couldn't keep up with that.
Yes, we have so many avenues where we're being heard, and as well as several of our guests have come on, and they have also embedded our show on their website, so you can also go hear our show on their website as well. So any of our guests, they do that all the time, so that's where we at. We're worldwide. We're global.
Hey, girl, I tell you what. My hat's off to you. As a matter of fact, I was wondering if you were going to be going on TV, and I heard you say that you have your YouTube thing, and I know that YouTube is blowing up, and YouTube is a phenomenal medium as well. So, you know, I just want to say thank you for an opportunity to call in and speak with you. And if it's okay, I'd like to say one more time that here in Atlanta on August 4th, the Metro Atlanta Home-Based Business Chamber of Commerce will be conducting the 2012 Small and Home-Based Business Expo. So anybody that's in Atlanta or planning on being in Atlanta on next Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., please take a look at shbbusinessexpo.com and come on by and spend some time with us. And our philosophy, Nikki, is that every home should have a business. And when every home has a business, we can then start teaching generational wealth, and we can learn how to write off the car expense and electricity expense and some of the groceries and all those expenses that we're spending money on actually can come back to us in terms of revenue and tax deferred expenses. You follow what I'm saying? And I know you know that because you're an MBA. So, you know, I'm preaching to the choir now. Is that right? Absolutely.
Yes,
so listen,
sir.
I'm gonna jump off, man. I don't want to, you know, hog up all your time. But it's a pleasure and a blessing. So just thanks for allowing me to speak with you for a few minutes, okay?
Thank you so much.
This is Gary Cross calling from Atlanta, Georgia, hot Atlanta.
Much love to you. Much love. Awesome guys. You are just listening to our callers. They're calling in right now. And we just spoke with our special guest today, Olympian, two-time, 2004-2012 high jumper. You know him, Jamie Nieto, representing the USA. Right now we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 323-371. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Nikki Rich. This is Damian Love out in California representing Jamie Nieto, the high jumper.
Hey! Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Yes, yes, yes. Is Jamie still in, or is he already getting ready for it all?
Yes, he's already. He just stepped out.
He just stepped out. We was on hold. We was trying to me and Siobhan, his team Nieto is here listening in. We was trying to see what's going on the Nikki Rich Show. Siobhan, you there, right?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, how you doing, Nikki?
Good. We're glad to have you guys on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, we're all here fans of Jamie, definitely fans of former runners, know the Nick Barber twins. We're all tuning in and just as ready to hear more about Jamie and his experience over there in London.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we just got off air with Jamie. We just spoke with him. He just came through for a little bit, and we talked with him about...
Huh? We need more.
I know.
I definitely wanted to shout out because Jamie had a short amount of time. His web series is coming out that's actually out on YouTube right now. It's called Blood Brothers. You guys can get a chance to talk about it. But that's like a huge, huge part of what, you know, Jamie's doing right now in his career along with his Olympic journey. And he has some phenomenal stuff. This is like a new chapter for him. And we definitely want to support, you know, our Olympic athletes, you know, because a lot of times they don't always get all the credit and stuff that, you know, that basketball players get, football players get, and, you know, U.S.
Exactly.
sports. But, you know, Jamie's been doing
it. And that's why we had to have him on today because, like you said, they don't get the accolades that they should because, this is just amazing journey to even just go to the Olympics, you know, be in the U.S. and represent us. It's just amazing. You can't get no better.
Exactly. So everybody listening, definitely go check out jamienieto.com. The last name is spelled Nieto.com. And then definitely check out his Blood Brothers project because it's definitely something that's going to be moving right after the Olympics. He's going straight into that. So right now we're really focused on the gold. We want to get the gold. So he's out there doing it. There's going to be a lot of pictures that are going to be coming out, video feeds. He's going to be doing some interviews and stuff out there in Europe. He'll be tuning in as well. Maybe we'll get him back on the, you know, Nikki Rich Show and give an opportunity to talk about what's going on, like, right in the midst of it, if possible. We'll have to look into that because, you know, I know he definitely appreciates the support and everybody, you know, rooting for Team USA and Team Nieto, so.
Yes, and it's so amazing that we can talk, you know, with Skype, it's free, and you can talk as long as you want. That's what I love about this connection here, and it's amazing.
Yeah, we have a really strong, you know, we want to get a really strong support for our athletes and make sure that, you know, if they come back with gold, if they don't come back with gold, they're all Olympians, you know, everybody, pretty much anybody that's an athlete has had to go through track and field to get where Jamie is. Like Jamie's done basketball and he's done track for, you know, most of his life. He's, you know, two-time Olympian, won a number of championships. Incredible Christian, incredible individual, great, you know, public speaker, all these things. And that's definitely what, you know, myself and Siobhan and Gwendolyn, PR, that have really, you know, pushed behind to make sure that all the things that Jamie is about, people really get to know him, you know, because he's a phenomenal individual. And then there's other athletes as well that are out there doing the same thing, representing the United States. All these things. And that's definitely what, you know.
And that is awesome. That is awesome. And we're going to continue to support Jamie and all of you guys. We're going to keep everybody updated on the Olympics and what's going on. We're going to be, watching and just cheering them on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I definitely appreciate it. Siobhan, did you have anything you wanted to share?
No, definitely. Definitely appreciate the opportunity Nikki has given Jamie all the way from London. And just, you know, say to everybody to tune in and watch the high jump on August 5th. And the final is on the 7th. So we can all cheer Jamie on and give him all our support.
Exactly.
Yeah, and send him some tweets.
Gotta
send him some tweets.
Yes. I know y'all, we have really been going hard on them tweets, too.
Yeah, you have.
It is going crazy.
And we definitely appreciate it.
Yes, and we hope to, you know, be in the midst of it. If y'all can call in, we hope to be in the midst of it as well, you know, once he gets it going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if he's not able to, I can, you know, I'll call in and we stay in communication through Skype or text or whatever. I just check
yes.
in on him. We're part of his, you know, management and marketing team and everything. So we really keep everybody up to date. We actually have his Facebook fan page, and it's really easy. His first and last name, Jamie Nieto fan page. And people can join there, and there's going to be exclusive pictures, updates on what's going on. After he wins the gold, it's going bananas. I'm calling it out
it
now.
Is.
It's going bananas.
It's crazy. It's going to be bananas. And we're excited. We're pumped because we know it's going down.
Oh, yeah. So we got to get everybody to get on board with Team Nieto. And it's Team Nieto on Twitter. And then you can chime in and just, you know, wish him good luck, you know, send him blessings. He loves the blessings, the prayers, the
mm-hmm.
inspiring words, the encouragement, the support of all the United States. It's just not just like, oh, well, you know, he's from Sacramento or he trains in San Diego and went to EMU. You know, it's about the United States. He's representing all of us. You know, everybody that's out here that's, you know, working really hard to be an athlete, to be an entertainer, to go after their dreams and be inspired, you know. Yeah, Siobhan, what's that quote on him that he has on the Facebook page?
That your only limitation is yourself.
You said, what is it?
Your only limitations is yourself.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going down my timeline, and I'm just looking at my tweets, and y'all got me crying over here.
Trying to get your attention. Where's some Jamie at? Where's my Jamie at? Where my hops at?
Oh, gosh, y'all got me crying.
Fans to tune in and let Jamie know that they heard his interview on the Nikki Rich Show, you know, giving
yes.
him that support, and to keep their eyes on the middle of the field, you know, on that high jump, you know. So it's definitely going down, and we just thank everyone for their support.
And it's August the 5th, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
August the 5th, it goes down, and we're going to
yep.
be watching.
And the finals is August the 7th, so you got to check your local listings. On NBC, I know they got MSNBC, ESPN is covering it, CNN is covering it, and I'm sure, you know, during the medals they do all the interviews and stuff like that, so be able to tune into all that stuff as well. And then online you actually have, I think it's London 2012 as well, London2012.com, NBC has one, and there's USA Track and
mm-hmm.
Field. On Twitter, like you can go for the trend and look for Team USA, and then scroll down
okay.
in the timeline, and you'll be able to see some of the stuff. Team Nieto, we also promote other athletes and stuff like that, so you get to know some of the other athletes. Jamie's verified, so you know that it's him and it's not somebody else. So you'll be able to make sure that you're getting to the right person too.
We're going to be putting out this interview as well, and it's going to be on iTunes and all the other avenues that we're a part. And we want everybody to know about Jamie Nieto and everything he got going on.
Absolutely. Stay tuned.
Definitely. And we're going to be putting out this interview.
you as well, and it's going to be awesome.
And I hear the echo.
Yeah, we got a little bee.
But we thank you guys for, and feel free to, you know, tune in to us anytime, Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We air, and on L.A. time, we air from 5 to 6.
Okay, okay.
Yes,
well,
sir.
You know, we definitely, we know, you know, we definitely support the Nikki Rich Show.
And we thank you. We thank you so much for, you know, just, you know, supporting us, because if it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here. We would not be here. And I'm truly, truly blessed to have you supporting the Nikki Rich Show.
Absolutely. Well, all right, you continue to have a blessed day, and thank you so much again from Team Nieto. And you guys keep doing the London 2012, Jamie Nieto, the next Olympic gold medalist.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, guys, right now you are just listening to Team Nieto. Shout out to Team Nieto, USA Olympian, two-time Olympian, 2004. 2012, so support him on August 5th. August 5th, be on the lookout. And right now, we're going to go to Mary Mary. Go get your blessing. Go get it, Jamie. It's yours.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love. Than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. Home. Everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. 'Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful. Faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful is our God. Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful is our God. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Yes, He is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today.
For
I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
I'm
reaping
the harvest I promised.
were just listening to Sounds of Blackness, I Believe. And we would like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show today. We had a special day, special time, because we were broadcasting all the way to London today, and we got a chance to speak with Jamie Nieto, two-time Olympian, high jumper for track and field USA. And if you missed it, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show, or you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, our official website. And you can also go to iTunes and download the episode. And we would like to give a big, huge shout out to Team Nieto, as well as Miss Gwendolyn McLean, for making this happen. Awesome, awesome. And we're just so glad that everybody came through to the Nikki Rich Show today. And it is an awesome Sunday. And we're just giving God the glory, all the praise and honor for just allowing this to happen on the Nikki Rich Show, because it's just amazing how, you know, we can talk to an Olympian all the way here in North Carolina. That is just awesome. You can't get no better than that, and it's nobody but God, and it's nobody greater. Nobody greater. And we just like to thank everybody. And just so you know, we do air Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can catch us then. And you can also catch us from 5 to 6 L.A. time on 98.2 The Beat LA as well. So just check us out, our official site. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, or you can follow Nikki Rich Show, NIKKIRICH underscore show. You can also add us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNikkiRich, or you can go to facebook.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And that's all our information. And if you want to go further and contact us via phone or email, our phone number is 980-216-6717, 980-216-6717. And you can contact us as well via email, TheNikkiRichShow@gmail.com. You can contact us, TheNikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And we would like to thank everybody for all your love and support of the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to continue to grow and expand and have that global presence throughout the world, because that's what we're doing. We're letting everybody know who the Nikki Rich Show is. We just recently, this past Friday, had callers that called in from Australia, and they were saying that they are listening to the Nikki Rich Show all the time. And if you missed that episode on Friday, you can always go back and check us out in our archives. And we do tweet out and Facebook and LinkedIn and all our networks. We let everybody know about our show, so you can always check us out then. But it's just amazing just having that global presence. And we thank you guys for tuning in to the hottest radio station on the planet. And, you know, like I said, we can't leave because we're going to get our blessing, and we're going to go back to Mary Mary, because we're going for it. And just like Jamie Nieto, we're going for the gold. We're going for it. And we thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you for allowing us to have this platform and let everybody know what's going on. Thank you so much.
And it's like you're looking through a telescope.
Follow us on Twitter.
You see where you're going to be.
Nikki Rich. Check us out.
Growing, getting better.
It's Nikki Rich.
You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at